ourselves in holes with holding calls. Holding is a kind of thing where sometimes you can get away with it, sometimes not, but we have to do a better job moving forward the rest of the year and tonight to move our feet and keep punching and not grabbing on to jerseys. So that's going to be huge for us.
All right, there you go, folks. TJ Schmidtke, USC head coach, on the pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a moment.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
In St. Clair, as we get set for Rebel football here tonight on 98 Country, USC taking on the St. Clair Loyola Spartans here tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Bob Hansen's here with us again tonight. And you heard Coach Schmidtke just talking a little bit on the pregame show. Two important games here. They would love to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Right, and he said to get the number two seed, they definitely, if they have to win both games, and that's important at this time of the year. You get a week break there, and get to heal up a little bit, and it could be beneficial to the Rebels as they go forward.
Well, St. Clair, Loyola 2-4 on the year. Definitely a winnable game for USC here tonight, but not a cakewalk either, Bob, I don't think.
No, I think they're going to have to control the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to be a key. And last week we watched them, lead off with about a 9-minute drive, and they just pounded the ball, just run. And Janesville was not able to stop them on that first drive, and I think that's what TJ's going to come out tonight and try to just pound it at them and see if they're going to be able to stop them.
Right. What about St. Clair Loyola? I'm curious to see what they do on offense. I think they do like to run the ball, but they will throw it too. You were talking about their quarterback, Preston Grahams, who actually came over, I think, from Waterville this year.
Right. He was a quarterback for them, and he transferred to Loyola. And Coach Schmidtke said on the pregame that he's got a great arm, and he can throw it a long way. But, the Rebels have Angel DeJesus, and we saw him last week shut down Janesville's primary receiver, and I don't think he had a catch. And it was a great defensive package, and he has really impressed me as a defensive corner.
He's really a good cover corner, isn't he?
Yes.
So we'll see what happens here tonight as the Rebels taking on the Spartans. It is parents' night here tonight, and so all of the parents being introduced here before the start of tonight's game. Next week, well, before next week, we have, this is, of course, our Thursday night game this week. Tomorrow night, we have regular Friday night football. We'll have the Blue Earth area game up at Le Sueur Henderson tomorrow night. And the Bucks still looking for their first win of the year. We'll see if they can get it tomorrow night against the Giants. So we'll be right back here on 98 Country tomorrow night with that game. And then we wrap up the regular season already next Wednesday with Blue Earth Area hosting Sibley East And that's the game we'll have for you next Wednesday. And then, of course, the playoffs start the following Tuesday on October 22nd. So here we go, Bob. We're almost done with the regular season. The old football year goes by in a hurry, doesn't it?
It does go by in a hurry. And, you know, the kids want to be playing their best now these last few games going into the tournament. And Coach Schmidt, he talked a little bit about cutting down on the penalties. And that's always a hair puller for coaches when they have false starts and holding calls and stuff like that when they were in the middle of a drive. So I think he's emphasized to them this week that we've got to improve on that, and we'll see tonight.
All right. Kickoff will be coming here shortly. Taking a look at our broadcast schedule, we mentioned the two football games tonight and tomorrow night. We do have volleyball coming up Monday. Blue Earth area is at Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. An Iowa volleyball matchup next Tuesday the 15th as Northwood Kensett will be at North Iowa. We mentioned the Sibley East at Blue Earth area football game Wednesday. And then a week from Friday, a week from tomorrow night, is an Iowa football game, Sibley Ocheden against North Union. We'll be back with the kickoff in tonight's game coming up in a moment.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwaykh.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in St. Clair, getting ready to roll for tonight's Thursday night matchup here between United South Central and St. Clair Loyola. The Rebels at an even 3-3. They would love to get to 5-3. That'd be a nice record for them heading into the playoffs and getting a bye in the first round. And St. Clair Loyola at 2-4. So if they could pull off a couple wins, they could get back to 500 on the season. So as we take a look at the lineups here for USC, Nathan Mutchler will be back at tight end tonight. We know that. They're doing the introductions here right now. Bob, last week Mutchler played a little bit at tackle for the Rebels. I'm not quite sure what they were thinking about that, but Mutchler's back mainly at tight end here tonight. And you know how they've been using, they kind of moved their tackle and guard combinations back and forth. TJ told me they're sticking with Cassens and Edwards pretty much on the right side tonight, and Niebuhr and Jacob Gunzenhauser on the left side.
Yeah,
so
last week they had Cassens and Gunzenhauser, and then Niebuhr and Edwards were on one side. And,
right.
And that proved to be okay. I mean, yeah, they ran the ball okay, but they got to get things down where they want to feel comfortable with what they're going to be doing. And it's a pretty formidable group with Cassens and Edwards, 300 and 310 pounds on the right side. That's pretty good people to run behind.
And the Rebels will be in more of a 43 defense here tonight. So We're probably going to see Gavin Bird come out of the linebacking core. He'll rotate in there, but they'll go with three linebackers, Isaiah Gonzalez, Byron Getchell, and Braden Mattoon, and Dylan Bonsack comes in at one of the safety spots then, as they go with DeJesus and Bullerman at the corners, and Noah Barnett and Dylan Bonsack at the safeties. So everybody's defense especially is a little different depending on the opponent. And so the Rebels did use a 44 much of the year, but 4-3 here will be probably what we'll see a lot of here tonight. And I'll tell you what, St. Clair Loyola, they do have a lot of guys they rotate in. They have their starting group here, but, you know, at the skill spots, they have three guys that'll handle the ball at running back, Chase Beatty, Huntley Lentz, and Brody McClinton will get in there. He's a sophomore, and they have a ton of receivers. We'll have to try to keep track of all of them here and see just how many of these guys get in and how often. But Riley Peterson and Will Youngerberg are the starting wideouts, with Austin Ward in kind of a slot spot. But they have about six other guys that will probably see at least some time here at the receiving or slot areas there. So they do apparently, even though they're some of those guys are younger guys, they do have some depth there, Bob.
Yeah, it looks like they play a lot of kids, and they're probably trying to build a little bit for next year also, to see who's got material that can be starters next year. So we'll see how it goes here. They're going to come out. I think Grams is a pretty good quarterback, and I think we'll see him throw the ball a lot tonight.
All right. So, we're running a little late here in St. Clair tonight as they do the...
USC's going to get the ball.
Okay, Rebels will receive. So, that means we will likely see...
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
You good? All right.
Let's see who we will see back there. That's an old chart there. So it's going to be Grunsky, right? Gavin,
yep.
Grunsky and
Bonsack.
Yep, back deep for the Rebels. Kicking off will be either Max Wilson or Avery Anderson. Let's see who comes out, if it's 13 or 52 for St. Clair Loyola. So we're finally going to get this one underway.
Looks like 13 is going to kick off.
All right, that would be Max Wilson then kicking off for St. Clair Loyola. As we finally get her rolling here, about 10 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here in St. Clair. And the kickoff is being brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. So, Wilson tees it up. And we're ready to go here from St. Clair. Short end-over-end kick lands at the 23. Picked up there by Grunsky, and he'll get across the 30 and tackled at around the 32-yard line.
Danny Nicolai on the stop for the Spartans.
And so USC will start first and 10 on the 31 is where it looks like they'll spot that one. First and 10 USC, and I think we will not be surprised, Bob, to see this very much like the first drive last year, I bet. Or last week, I mean. They're going to probably just try to pound it down the field and see if St. Clair can stop it. So here we go. And it's going to be
Bonsack
on the carry for the first one. And St. Clair Loyola does a really good job on that as they tried to get out on the left edge. But a loss on that play.
Yeah, Billets on the right side there made a nice tackle.
They strung it out nicely there.
Yes, they did.
So... St. Clair Loyola, I think...
Loss of one.
Yep, they are ready for what the Rebels are going to do here. They have a three-man front and five linebackers as their kind of base set. Their linebackers kind of come up close to the line, though, the outside ones on the edge in the standing position. Now straight ahead, this time big gain for USC. That's going to be a first down as they go straight ahead instead of trying to get to the edge. Ketchel on the carry. That's a first down for USC.
Carter Billets on the stop for the Spartans.
And he gets out to the 42-yard line. So a nice gain of 12 on that play and a first down for the Rebels. Brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. And the Rebels, basically the same play straight ahead to Getchell again, and another decent gain on that run to the 50-yard line.
Brevin Hansen on the stop for the Spartans, but a nice gain.
Close to 8 yards on the carry there by Getchell. Ball right on the midfield stripe now. Three-man front, Avery Anderson, Carter Billets, the ends with Christian Barker, the nose tackle for the Spartans. Outside linebackers, Danny Nicolai, Will Youngerberg. Inside, Chase Beatty and Brevin Hansen. And the middle linebacker, Stephen Leffler, trying the right edge this time. Getchell on the carry again, and that's another Rebel first down as he gets inside the 45-yard line. And after getting stuffed on that first play, Bob, they're moving it now.
Yeah, and that was a nice run by Byron. He came in and there was nothing there, and he kicked it to the outside, and he was able to pick up the first down for the Rebels.
And so first and 10 now at the 40-yard line. Pickup of 10 on that run by Getchell. And USC on the move on their opening possession here on this Thursday night matchup between USC and St. Clair Loyola. Here we go again. This time, Bonsack on the carry off the left side, and he picks his way for a couple. Second down and about 8 coming up for USC.
Scherer on the stop for St. Clair Loyola, number 77.
And so the corners, Huntley Lentz and Eli Blaise, Austin Ward, the safety. And you mentioned a guy that wasn't even in the rotation that I saw here. 77's in there. Logan Scherer, he's a freshman. I wonder if somebody's switched a number because he'd be a freshman, but we'll have to see on that. But meanwhile, on second and 8, Rebels try to run right side. And they managed to pick up about 3 or a couple more on the play. Third down and about 6 now at the 36-yard line. On the 36 of St. Clair Loyola. Third down, 6 yards to go. USC has just continued with Bullerman under center. Colt Bullerman and pounding it away with the running backs. And here we go again, off right tackle. Getchell on the carry, and he should be far enough up for a first down, and the Rebels keep it going.
Danny Nicolai on the stop for the Spartans. But a nice gain that time by Getchell. Just good hard running.
And he gets down to the 27-yard line. Picked up about 9 on that run, so some pretty good chunks.
Will Spence into the ball game for the Spartans, number 73.
First and 10 Rebels now at the 27 of St. Clair Loyola. And they'll try Bonsack on the left side. Another nice blocking, some good blocking in front of him. Still on his feet and battles his way down inside the 15-yard line.
Avery Anderson, first guy to meet him, but another first down for the Rebels.
Wow, impressive drive here. The way they defensed that very first play from scrimmage, Bob, I thought, oh boy, Loyola, St. Clair Loyola's maybe got something figured out on how to stop this, but since then, it's been all Rebels just pounding it up the field. Another first down, first and 10 now at the Spartan 14-yard line. And they go outside, right side, and it is carried there by Getchell again. He's been the workhorse for the most of the carries on this drive.
Austin Ward on the stop for St. Clair Loyola.
Got down to the 9-yard line, second down and 5 for USC there. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. This is just like last week, Bob, a big-time-consuming long drive being put together by the Rebels on their first possession. They spread it out a little bit this time, and it's a pitch to Getchell, and he's tackled for no gain. Might have lost a yard on the play, so it's going to bring up a third down for USC.
Christian Barker on the stop for, and they lost a couple there.
I think he managed to get back to the
Did he?
Original line there, just enough forward. So it's still third and 5. Or still 5 yards to go, but third down now for USC. Four down territory, of course, here. So they'll have a couple of chances to try to pick up the 5 yards needed for the first down. Packed in more tight in the backfield again this time. Now Bonsack off the left side. And he gets a nice hole, gets down near the 5-yard line, maybe further. Let's see where the spot is. Well, that's just inside the 5. That's got to be really close to the first
fourth
down.
Fourth down in about 6 inches, it looks like.
It isn't much. So, yep, they did not quite make it fourth. And about a half a yard. Are they going to bring the sticks on?
Looks like it.
I thought it was awfully close that maybe they'd want a measurement on this one. So we're going to bring the sticks on with 4:58 left to go here in the first quarter. No score yet here on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, but the Rebels putting together a very nice drive here on the opening possession of the game. And here come the sticks. We'll see if the Rebels have enough here. They're having to get... Oh, my goodness. Did you see that? It's like inches. It's an inch, maybe. He had to get down on the ground to see. That's how close that one was. Well, so fourth and about an inch here for USC. Let's see if they can pound it forward enough.
I think they'll follow the two big boys.
Bollerman under center. He'll keep it. I wondered if they'd do that. Bollerman went off the left side, and I think he got enough forward progress. They kind of did the what's become famous in the NFL now, the tush push.
That's right. Yes. 52, Avery Anderson on the stop for the Spartans. First down.
But they did get enough for the first down, so it's first and goal now for USC. Ball on the 3-yard line. And the Rebels trying to punch it in on their opening drive here at St. Clair Loyola. First and goal from the 3. Bollerman, the 3 backs behind him. Hand off, Getchell cuts back to the middle, and he's got a hold to the end zone and goes in for the score. And the Rebels strike first on a nice long drive to open up the game. And they lead it 6-0, a touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. Impressive there, Bob.
Yes, good drive. Very good drive. And they're going for 2 coming out of the huddle.
13 plays on that drive for USC. And, yes, they will go for 2. Direct snap. Now Getchell throws it. And it is incomplete.
Pass interference.
But flag on the play.
Yeah, he got tackled before the ball even got going.
So that'll be half the distance, and they'll get another crack at it. How about that? That was
Muchler with the pass.
Oh, was it Muchler?
Yeah,
I thought it was Getchell back there.
Five.
Okay. He was lined up. It was a direct snap to him. And he faked like he was going to run, but tossed it over the middle there. But the pass interference, and now the Rebels will get even a little closer for a chance at the two-point conversion.
Now I think we'll see Getchell follow Kassams.
Yeah, Bullerman's under center this time. They hand it off.
No.
And I don't think they made it in, did they? No, they did not. I believe that was Isaiah Gonzalez on the carry there.
Yeah.
And so they didn't get it in. Rebels, though, lead it here as they use up much of the first quarter. 4:43 left to go first quarter. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC leading St. Clair Loyola 6-0. Back after this timeout.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
So that was a 13-play, 69-yard drive for USC. Getchell on the 3-yard run puts USC up by a score of 6-0 as they failed on the two-point conversion. Caleb Whiteside with the kickoff now. And that is scooped up by number 2, I believe, Austin Ward on the return. And a decent return by Ward as he gets across the 35 to near the 37-yard line.
Angel DeJesus down on the stop for the Rebels.
And the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. Preston Grahams at quarterback is the quarterback for St. Clair Loyola as the Spartans take it over first and 10 on the 39-yard line is where that spot was after the kick return.
Bonsack on the stop for the Rebels.
Run straight ahead. Chase Beatty on the carry, I believe it was, and he goes to the 41 for a gain of 2. Second down and 8 now at the 41-yard line. Second down, 2 to go. And in the shotgun, back to throw this time. Grahams looks up fields, got a man. It's Austin Ward. He's open and makes the catch at the Rebel 42-yard line. Nice throw there by Grahams.
Nice route and tackle by Bonsack.
And first and 10, Spartans, as they are wasting no time moving up the field. First and 10 now at the Rebel 42-yard line.
Hurry up offense for the
huddle. And the snap to Grahams. He'll run, and he is tackled for a loss on the play. And that'll bring up a second down for the Spartans.
Muchler and Mattoon on the stop for the Rebels.
Chase Beatty, Huntley Lentz in the backfield. We'll see maybe a little Brody McClinton as well. Up front, Danny Wood is the center. Left guard, Christian Barker. Left tackle, Carter Billets. Right guard, Stephen Leffler, and Avery Anderson, the right tackle. Riley Peterson and Will Youngerberg outside. Well, we see a lot of Austin Ward moving around to different spots in the field here as well. Second down and about 11, a loss of a yard. Ward in motion from the left slot. Back to throw. Grahams fires, incomplete that time. And it'll bring up a third and 11 for the Spartans.
Bonsack on the coverage for USC.
Third and 11 at the 43-yard line. Third and 11 for the Spartans. Rebels defense in a 43 here tonight, as we talked about before the start of the game. In motion is Ward again from the left slot. Graham's rolling to the right. Wants to throw, can't find anybody. Now he lets it fly, and it's another incomplete pass. And that's going to bring up fourth and 11 now for the Spartans.
Gonzalez on the coverage.
They're at the Rebel 43, and so we'll see what they want to do here. The punter is Brody McClinton, and I see him coming on, number 14, so it looks like they are going to punt it away. 2:57 to go here in the first quarter. USC leads it 6-0. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, Dylan Bonsack drops deep for the Rebels. Ball bounces. McClinton has a little bit of trouble picking it up, but he gets it off. Good and kick. It's a low line drive kick that'll roll dead near the 20-yard line. And so USC is going to take it over.
Down by Beatty for the Spartans.
So Rebels get their second possession. Very impressive opening drive, 13 plays, 69 yards, capped off by a Byron Getchell three-yard run. And here we go, Rebels back on offense again. We'll have it first and 10 on their own 21-yard line. First and 10 on the 21. And they go straight ahead on the dive. This time that's not going to go anywhere. Stopped right in the middle.
Leffler on the stop for the Spartans. But they're packing. Boy, there's a lot of people up on the line of scrimmage.
Yep. Gavin Bird on the carry that time went nowhere. And it'll be second and 10 now for USC at their own 21. Long time in the huddle here for the Rebels. So no gain on the first play on this possession. And they'll go to Bonsack, and he is met in the backfield for a loss. And that was number 55, the middle linebacker.
Leffler.
Yep, Stephen Leffler met him in the backfield, and that is a loss back to the 18-yard line. Third and about 13 now for USC back at the 18. This drive not going anywhere here. So we'll see if the Rebels can come up with something here to get a big chunk to try to keep the drive alive. Third down and 13. Back to throw. Colt Bullerman's got a man open. Oh, man, wide open on the far side. Mutchler makes the catch, and he's off to the races. And he may go all the way. Nobody's going to catch him, and it's a touchdown for USC.
Wow.
There was nobody over there, Bob. Nathan Mutchler wide open on the left side. And it is a 82-yard touchdown pass.
Nice play by the Rebels.
I don't know what happened there.
Well, he came off the line and just went across the field and got in the flat, and he was wide open. Nice delivery from Bullerman, too.
So another touchdown there brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. And so that was a 79-yard drive, but because they had lost yardage, it was an 82-yard touchdown.
They're in for the 2 points, but it's a flag on the play, holding.
So they were going for two, and now they're going to get pushed back even further here. Well, two contrasting drives there. The long, methodical drive for the first score for the Rebels. And the big play, three-play, 79-yard drive, 82-yard touchdown pass from Bullerman to Mutchler. So this is going to be a long two-point conversion try here after the penalty on USC. And so they'll spread it out a little bit in the backfield here. Now a timeout, Rebels. USC takes a timeout with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 12-0. USC leading St. Clair Loyola. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in St. Clair, Rebels get another touchdown on a big play. An 82-yard touchdown pass, 79-yard drive, and they had a penalty on the two-point conversion, and now in the shotgun they want to throw, trying to get the two-pointer over the middle. Incomplete. Tried a little slant pass there intended for Getchell, I believe.
Gonzalez.
Was it Gonzalez? Yep. Okay. 25 instead of 35, so incomplete to Isaiah Gonzalez. So we have just 53 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC up on St. Clair Loyola, 12-0. Back in a moment.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here at St. Clair, again, that last drive, three plays, 79 yards for USC. Bullerman on an 82-yard pass to Nathan Mutchler for the touchdown. 12-0 Rebels, and we're ready for the kickoff, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, check out stageonesound.com. Caleb Whiteside ready to kick it off. Booms it down to about the 10-yard line. Fielded by Ward. Ward goes left, cuts back toward the middle, and gets to the 35-yard line. And a pretty good return there by Austin Ward, the 6'1", 180-pound junior for St. Clair Loyola.
Avery Crawford on the stop for the Rebels.
And so first and 10 for the Spartans at the 35-yard line. And see if their offense can get something going here, as the defense has allowed USC to score on both of their first two possessions. So here we go with Preston Grahams in the shotgun. And he puts Huntley Lentz in motion in the backfield. And it hands off, goes on a handoff to the right side. And not much there. Stuffed at the line of scrimmage, in fact.
Ketchel on the stop for USC.
No gain. Second and 10 for the Spartans at their own 35. Checking to see, was that Chase Beatty, the other running back back there? I believe it was.
I think so.
So Graham's in the shotgun again on second and 10. Wants to throw this time. Looks long over the middle, well, toward the near sideline. And he had a pretty good throw there intended for Riley Peterson. But he couldn't come down with it.
Bullerman on the coverage for USC.
And a third and 10 now for the Spartans at their own 35-yard line, down to 5 seconds to go in the quarter now. Third and 10 for the Spartans going up against this USC defense. Gavin Grunsky, Nathan Mutchler up front on the ends. Wyatt Houck, Jake Cassens. They'll rotate a few other guys in there as well. Gonzalez, Getchell, Mattoon in the linebacking core.
Fumble!
And who's got
it? Rebels.
Did they get on it? Rebels indicating they have the ball. And they do. USC recovers the fumble.
Mattoon on the recovery, I believe. Number 24 for the Rebels. Good field position.
And who carried, I didn't see.
I think
what
it was
happened.
A bad snap.
It's a bad snap, okay. Grams, the exchange from center Danny Wood. Ball comes loose, and the first turnover of the game brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. First quarter has come to an end at the end of one on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. USC leading St. Clair Loyola 12-0. We're back in a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here in St. Clair, we head to quarter number two at the end of one. United South Central in control. A couple of scores in the first quarter to lead it 12-0. And so the Rebels back on offense after the fumble on the quarterback exchange. And great field position for USC. First and 10 at the St. Clair Loyola 33-yard line. So far, the offense for USC has been very good. And a beautiful, long, nice pounded down the field drive, and then the big hit from Bullerman to Mutchler. Here's the handoff now on first and 10 to start the second quarter. And off the left side, they pick up a couple. That was
Beatty on the stop for the Spartans.
And that was Bonsack,
yes,
on the carry, I think. Second and 9, only about a yard gain to the 32. Bullerman, the 6'1", 164-pound junior. And we've only seen him, I think, attempt one pass. Here's Getchell, big hole right side, gets outside and turns it upfield. That's a first down and a lot more as he gets down near the 15-yard line, inside the 15.
Nice run. Nikolai, one of the first ones there on the stop.
And another first down for the Rebels, brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. And Getchell's run that time goes all the way to the 13-yard line, it looks like. That was almost a 20-yard run there, about a 19-yarder by Getchell. First and 10 at the Spartan 13. Hand off left side. And a couple yards on the carry. Bonsack, I believe, that time on the carry. Nope, it was Gonzalez under the pile that time. So he's getting a few reps in there. Isaiah Gonzalez, the 5'7", 152-pound senior.
Brevin Hansen on the stop for the Spartans.
Picked up a couple on that run to the 11-yard line. Second down and 8 now for USC there. Three back, straight behind Bullerman. And they give it to Getchell, and he's met this time. Now a flag, might be a face mask in there as he was pushed backwards, but I thought I saw his head kind of get jerked down there, Bob.
We'll see what the call is here.
Yep. It is a face mask on St. Clair Loyola. So half the distance to the goal, and it will still be second down. So a face mask call on the Spartans. That puts the ball down to the 7-yard line. And it will be second and about 3 yards to go there.
Cade Wiggern into the ball game for USC.
Wiggern rotates in at tight end a little bit. 5'10", 180-pound sophomore for USC. Second and 3, Rebels at the Spartan 7-yard line. And they hand it off left side, and a touchdown for Bonsack as he got out to the edge. Nobody there, and he takes it in from 7 yards out, and the Rebels score again. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and provide or offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. Well, the Rebels are not having any trouble on offense here tonight.
No, they're not. Doing a nice job up front. They're dominating the line of scrimmage for the most part.
The only thing that hasn't worked for them is extra points again, just like last week. So they'll try the two-point conversion here again. And Getchell wants to throw it, and it is caught for the two-point conversion this time. And it was way over on the far side. Did you see
Wiggern, or is it Whiteside?
Not sure who caught it over there, but it was complete. And so the Rebels do convert on the two-point conversion this time. 9:18 to go first half. USC leading St. Clair Loyola 20-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Four plays, 33 yards for USC on that drive. And Dylan Bonsack on the 7-yard run. Two-point conversion good, and USC up 20-0 now as Caleb Whiteside will kick it off for USC again. Brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or parties, check out stageonesound.com. High short kick this time, fielded far side by number 3, Huntley Lentz, takes it all the way across the field around the right side on the return and gets a decent return across the 40-yard line.
Isaiah Slater knocks him out of bounds, but I think there's going to be a penalty on the Spartans.
Okay. So that decent return there by Huntley Lentz.
Holding by the kick return team.
Okay. So Huntley Lenz's return is going to come back to the 22. And so instead of the real good field position beyond the 40, Spartans start on their own 22-yard line, down to 9-11 to go in the first half. 20-0, USC leads it on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And they'll hand it off to Lentz on the right side. He picks up about 3 on the play. Huntley Lentz, a 6-foot, 200-pound junior running back for the Spartans.
Barnett on the tackle for the Rebels.
2nd and 7 now at the 25-yard line. All Rebels here in the first half, taking care of business, are the USC Rebels here tonight, as they're up by a score of 20-0. Back to throw this time. Grams looks right side, throws, it's caught.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. He dropped it. Intended for Lentz, who came out of the backfield. And 3rd down and 7 now for the Spartans.
Mattoon and Crawford on the coverage.
So it will be a 3rd and 7 now for the Spartans. In the game, Avery Crawford now, one of the safety spots for USC, the 5'8", 140-pound senior. And a tough 3rd and 7 here for the Spartans as Grams in the shotgun. Grams back to throw, straight drop, now rolls to his left, looks deep down the middle or down the far sideline, and he had Austin Ward maybe a step behind Noah Barnett. But the pass is too far. It's incomplete.
Punting situation for the Spartans.
4th down and 7. And Brody McClinton is on to punt it away for the Spartans. We would presume Bonsack is going to drop deep. There he goes. He'll come out to around the 50-yard line to receive this one. Snaps good. Bonsack, low line drive kick. And that's going to roll nicely. Wow. Really nice. All the way down to the 20-yard line. Really good punt there by Brody McClinton. So the Rebels get it back yet another time. They're 3-for-3 on offense, Bob.
Yeah, they've looked very impressive, and they're definitely winning the battle of the line of scrimmage with the big boys up front. They're opening some big holes and some nice games.
Same guys up front, basically. They're kind of staying a little bit more put, not moving around as much. Jake Cassens, the 6'4", 300-pound junior at right guard. Ezra Edwards, 6'5", 310 junior, the right tackle. And then you have Gunzenhauser at left guard, 5'11", 240. And Maddox Niebuhr, 6'3", 233 at left tackle. For USC's offensive line, Wyatt Houck, of course, the center. Flag on the play on a big run around the right side for USC, but this one is going to come back. It looks like Bonsack got the edge, but hold up here. Holding's on. I guess that wasn't Bonsack running. He was the one that
held.
Was caught for holding.
Oh, it was Getchell.
Getchell on the carry. And so this one will come back. It was 1st and 10 on the 20. Now it'll be 1st and 20 on the 10. So not a great way to start this possession. A holding call on USC. And that'll push them back a little bit further. Colt Bullerman goes under center. And the handoff goes to the right side, and not a whole lot of room there. And I didn't see who got the carry in there, but
Leffler on the tackle.
No gain on the play. 2nd down and 20 now for USC on their own 10-yard line. So over to get the play, Colt Bullerman. See what TJ's got dialed up for a second down and 20 from their own 10-yard line. And back to throw. Nope, there was a handoff. Oh. Bullerman faked the throw. They handed it to Isaiah Gonzalez, and he was about a shoestring away from breaking that one, Bob.
Billets on the touchdown saving tackle there on Gonzalez. He broke into the clear, and just a shoestring tackle by Billets.
So third down and 3 from the 27 now for USC. That was good deception there because, you know, Bullerman looked like he was still had the ball and was going back to throw it, and Gonzalez broke through the hole. So third and 3 now for USC. And they try to go straight ahead. Line still moving, but I don't know if they're going to get enough. They need to get to the 30-yard line for a first down. It looks like they're going to be a little bit short. So TJ's got a decision here. It's about fourth and a yard from the 29-yard line.
I think he's going to go for it.
Well,
they've had good success.
I think at this point, up 20 to nothing, even though you're on your own 29, and the way they can move the ball on the ground, usually they can get a yard. I'd go for it, too, I think, in this spot. Fourth and 1 at their own 29, and Bullerman comes from the sideline. They're definitely not showing punt here anyway. Bullerman is the punter, though, so they could conceivably drop back at any time to kick it away. But
they're not in any hurry to get out. They're going to probably take the 5-yard penalty and punt it away.
Well, that's starting to be the way it looks. They did take... Actually, USC took the timeout before the delay of game penalty. So a timeout, Rebels. They'll talk it over with 5:07 to go in the first half. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 20 to nothing. USC leading St. Clair Loyola back in a moment.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
Back here at St. Clair. What a nice night, huh, Bob?
Beautiful night. Beautiful night. It's going to be a little cooler, I think, tomorrow night.
Yep. Here we are in our short sleeves here tonight enjoying this one. It's just beautifully comfortable out here right now for high school football. And Rebels. Doesn't look like they're in punt formation, though, does it, Bob?
No, I think they're going to go for it.
Fourth
here.
And 1 on their own 29.
Getchell.
And they are going to go. Getchell takes the handoff. First down and more. Getchell goes out to near the 40-yard line, and it will be a Rebel first down. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169, Winnebago.
Spence on the stop for the Spartans, but a nice gain there for Getchell, and another first down for USC.
11 yards on the carry that time for the first down on 4th and 1, so the Rebels keep the drive alive. First and 10 on their own 40. Hand off left side. Bonsack, lots of room, bounces outside. Nobody's there. Finally, it is number 3, Huntley Lentz, the corner that got the angle on him and knocked him down, but not till he gets all the way to the Spartan 25-yard line.
Nice tackle by Huntley Lentz, but good kick out there, and Bonzak, good speed, had a nice gain.
35-yard run that time by Dylan Bonsack, the 5'7", 154-pound senior. And the Rebels on the move again, first and 10 now at the St. Clair Loyola 25-yard line.
Getchell.
And Getchell on the carry right side goes down to near the 20. Nice gain there.
Nikolai on the stop for the Spartans. He's having a nice game tonight.
5-yard gain to the 20, second down and 5 for USC. Well, the Spartan defense has not had much of an answer here for the Rebels on offense here tonight. Second and 5 at the Spartan 20-yard line. And the handoff goes to Isaiah Gonzalez this time on the carry. And he picked up about 3 on the play. That's going to bring up a third down. Ball spotted at about the 17-yard line. Third and a couple for USC there.
Beatty on the stop for the Spartans. Third and short.
We're down to 3:15 to go till halftime. So the clock winding down here. Rebels have had the ball most of this first half here tonight. And the handoff goes to Getchell, bounces outside, nice hole again, and that'll be another Rebel first down, down near the 10-yard line.
Nikolai again on the stop, and Beatty.
First and 10, it is outside of the 10-yard line on about the 12. And so it'll be first and 10 Rebels at the St. Clair Loyola 12-yard line. Bullerman down under center again. Straight tee behind him. He'll keep it this time on kind of a bootleg run around the left side, inside the 5, and pushed out of bounds. And that'll bring up a third or a second down. And about 3 or so for the Rebels.
Nikolai and Hampson pushed him out of bounds.
Ball to the just inside the 5-yard line. Second down. And about 3 yards to go there. Rebels trying to punch in another score before halftime. 2:18 left to go here in the first half. A little bit more of a spread for the running backs in the backfield now. And they hand it off right side. Getchell got in for the touchdown. I think that was Getchell, wasn't it?
I think so. Yep, it was Getchell.
All right, so Byron Getchell on a 4-yard run for the touchdown, and the Rebels are on the board again.
Beatty on the stop for the Spartans.
Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth, and the Rebels will go for another 2-point conversion here. 10 plays on that drive for 80 yards. And taking a long time to figure it out here. They for the 2-point conversion try coming up here for USC. So right now it's 26-0. 2-point conversion would make it 28-0. Well, I'll tell you what, the Rebels have been a machine on offense here tonight.
Yes, they have.
They have used a good run game and a couple passes here and there. Now a pass try on the 2-point conversion is caught.
And a flag on the play.
There is a flag, though, so hold on. Flag at the line of scrimmage. Holding on the offense. So, wow. Bullerman had a nice pass there. I didn't see who caught it way over in the corner there, but it was caught for the 2-point conversion, but a holding call on USC, and they're going to have to try it again from a lot further out here. That's too bad because they've been struggling with the 2-point conversions the last couple weeks.
Well, they've got it down. They've completed them, and
they're 1-for-3
tonight. But they have, yeah, they just are doing a good job.
1-for-3 tonight. looked like they were going to be two
now they're
for
really,
four.
Really spread out here now.
Yeah, they got trips out to the right here for a long attempt for the two-point conversion. Bullerman back under pressure, throws to the corner, and it is incomplete, but a flag down there now.
Pass interference. So it'll come back to the three again.
That was intended for Isaiah Gonzalez. And, yeah, this time on St. Clair Loyola, a pass interference call. So Rebels will try it for the third time here, Bob.
We'll see if they've got a run, if they can make it work here.
Yep. Third time's a charm. Rebels trying to get it to 28 to nothing here. If they can convert here. And so, a few changes here. Caleb Whiteside comes in now, and Gonzalez goes out. And we'll try it again. Ball at the six. And back to throw. Bullerman under pressure. He gets rid of it, and it's incomplete. And so the two-point conversion fails again for USC. 2:06 left to go in the first half on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. USC leading St. Clair Loyola 26 to nothing. We're back in a moment.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here in St. Clair, a 10-play, 80-yard drive for USC that time. Byron Getchell, 4 yards on the run, but the two-point conversion fails again, 26 to nothing. USC leading St. Clair Loyola, and Caleb Whiteside will kick it off, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality for your next event. Get a hold of Dan. He'll take care of you. Just check him out at stageonesound.com. You can get all the contact information there as well. Whiteside ready to boot it away. And he gets off a squibber kind of up the middle there. And decent return out shy of the 40-yard line. That was number 3, Huntley Lentz, on the return again for the Spartans.
Crawford and Mattoon on the stop, I believe, was the other tackler.
Got it right to the 40-yard line is where they spot it. Spartans first and 10 there, and they have not been able to get much going here on offense tonight. I think they only have one first down here, Bob, according to my charts here. In motion, Ward. They fake the jet sweep to him. Run goes
Grams
straight ahead, and not much on the keeper by Preston Grams, the quarterback. Got about a yard.
Castens in on the stop for the Rebels.
Second and 10 at the 41-yard line. Down to a minute 33 left to go here in the first half. And USC making their case for a number 2 seed here tonight, trying to take care of business. And from the shotgun, Graham's going to throw this time. Has time, throws upfield, it is caught. And out of bounds goes Riley Peterson on the catch.
Nice pass play there.
Good touch that time. He kind of laid it right in there all the way to the Rebel 40-yard line.
DeJesus on the stop for the Rebels.
Gain of 19 on that throw and catch. First and 10 for St. Clair Loyola at the Rebel 40-yard line. And they must have stayed in bounds there because the clock is running. 56 seconds left to go in the half. Spartans got to hurry here if they want to try to get something on the board. Graham's in the shotgun. Straight drop. Under pressure. Screen right side. Caught. And nicely defensed by USC there.
Gonzalez on the stop for USC. Timeout. St. Clair Loyola.
Chase Beatty caught that one, but was tackled immediately, and it's only a one-yard gain. And now they do take a timeout with 38 seconds left in the first half. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard shows a 26-0 lead for USC. We're back in a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Well, the Spartans now, after the timeout, have a 2nd and 9 from the USC 39-yard line. But, more importantly, they only have 38 seconds left here in the first half. Grahams will work in the shotgun, trips to the left, one to the right. Back to throw Grahams, under pressure, gets away from that. Now Mutchler's tackled in the backfield. That's a holding call coming here against St. Clair Loyola. Pass was complete. But it's coming back as it was caught by Will Youngerberg.
Tackled by Barnett. But another penalty.
Yeah, I watched that whole thing. They were trying to keep Mutchler off of the quarterback, Grahams, there. And the guy that was blocking him basically tackled him back there. So that is the holding call against the Spartans. Ball comes back to the Rebel 48. And now back to throw Grahams. Looking, fires near side, and it's caught. But way, way short of the first down. Caught by Youngerberg again. He's flung out of bounds.
DeJesus on the stop for the Rebels.
And so a third down and about 12 coming up for the Spartans. 22 seconds left to go in the first half. Clock stopped here with the ball going out of bounds. Third and 12. And Preston Grahams back to throw again. Goes left side's got a man. Caught, and very close to the first down. Did he fumble it out of bounds?
Yes, he did. I think he had the first down, and he fumbled it out of bounds.
So that was caught by number 6, Riley Peterson, over there. And he's going to be short of the first down, maybe because he dropped it to the 31 of USC. So he's about 32 or so, about, 31 yards short of the first down. Clock stops with 14 seconds to go here in the first half. Wind is coming up a little bit here, it seems like. Back to throw Grahams. Steps away from a rusher. Gets it off as he was being sandwiched by a couple of Rebels. And the pass falls incomplete. And with 7.8 seconds to go first half, that was the fourth down play. Spartans do not convert, and USC will take it over and likely take a quick knee here to end the first half. As they are comfortably in front on this one tonight, 26-0, USC with the lead. And so Colt Bullerman will bring him to the line. Don't know if they'll take a knee, but probably a quick handoff or something here to end the half. They are packed in tight. And he does actually take a knee. So that's going to do it for the first half here in St. Clair. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, United South Central leading St. Clair Loyola 26-0. Halftime report coming up in just a moment.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here in St. Clair, time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. And the Rebels comfortably in front, 26-0 here at halftime. Bob Hansen has
Brad
Coach Brad Hoos.
Coach, impressions of the first half has to be good. 26-0. The Rebels are playing well.
Yes, we are. They're giving us some things, and we're taking advantage of it, especially on the outside edge. We can't get anything in the middle. They got that with their Mike Backer blitz in there, so the A gaps are filled. So we're having a good time with the B and C gap.
Well, you're doing a nice job also passing the ball. That 82-yard touchdown pass, he was wide open, and he kicked on the jets and got into the end zone.
Yeah, he outs, I thought he was going to get tackled there. I thought number three had a good angle on him, but he put on the jets.
Your thoughts the second half now? Much of the same, just keep pounding the ball away, and you've got a good lead and run the clock?
Yep. Ground and pound. Give us what they, we'll take what they give us. We got to really work on our two-point conversions, though. The last two games, we're now 1-for-7. That's
are you
unacceptable.
The, are you the...
No.
No. Well...
We got to talk here at halftime. It's like we always say, nobody wins that first half. We got to come out and drive again at seven. That first drive was a 7-minute drive, and if we can do
much
that
much like
here,
last week, yes, it was great.
We can do that and rest our starters and get ready for next week is our goal.
Okay. Best of luck second half. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Brad Hoos there with Bob Hansen, and again at halftime, 26-0, USC with the lead. We'll come back. Scoring summary from half number one after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, it's all Rebels here in the first half. Let's take a look at the scoring summary. The Rebels did just what they did last week against Janesville. Opened up with a nice long clock-consuming opening drive when they took the opening kickoff, 13 plays for 69 yards. Byron Getchell on a 3-yard run. The two-point conversion was no good. Rebels off to a 6-0 lead. Next possession, the big play score. Three plays, 79 yards. They were 3rd and 13 when Colt Bullerman found Mutchler, Nathan Mutchler, for the 82-yard touchdown pass. And again, they failed on the extra points, and it was 12-0 in favor of USC. Third possession, Rebels score again. They took it over on a fumble at the 33-yard line of St. Clair Loyola. It took four plays to cover the 33 yards. Dylan Bonsack on a 7-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion good that time, and the Rebels up 20-0. And on their fourth possession, they score again. Rebels had four possessions in the first half and made good on all of them. And this time it was a 10-play, 80-yard drive. Byron Getchell, 4-yard run, capped it off. And the two-point conversion, no good again, USC. So really, extra points again are about the only thing that's not going right for USC here tonight. 26 to nothing. That made it, and that's where we stand here at halftime. And that'll do it for your Hodges Insurance Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we're back. We'll check in on the prep sports update coming your way here at halftime in a little bit.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Thursday, October 10th. Sponsored by Franzen Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. We've reached week 7 in Minnesota high school football with 174 games on the schedule this weekend. Quite a few tonight. Two of them feature 6-0 versus 6-0. Up on the Iron Range, Mountain Iron Buell at Cherry. And down south, Jackson County Central travels to Laverne. This game features the top recruit in Minnesota for the class of 2026. Jackson County Central's Roman Voss. A 6'4", 215-pound junior quarterback. He's being recruited as an athlete and has offers from several schools, including the Gophers, Iowa, Illinois, K-State, and Wisconsin. We've got a long list of great games on Friday night. A battle of the unbeatens in 5A, number 2 Moorhead at Alexandria. Minnetonka is at Buffalo, both teams are 5-1. Down in Mankato, it's East versus West, crosstown rivals that are both in the top 10. And in Class 4A, number 3 Orono at number 2 Totino Grace, another undefeated matchup.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Charlie Holmes from Stewartville High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
What brings me back every year is my teammates. Like, they're just awesome. It's like we have a family.
Charlie has always been drawn to sports, but she recently found another calling in nursing.
I honestly love it so much. It's amazing. It, like, just opened up this whole new career path that I want to go on. I love being a CNA. I worked at the care center, and it was awesome. I love just helping people and taking care of them.
She takes that same passion to her new life on the farm.
The community that it takes to make that work and make that all happen. I never thought about that before, obviously. Like, just living in town, I never even realized how much it takes and how many people it takes to come together and have agriculture be successful.
Hey, Minnesota, this is Seth Topol, former Redwood Valley Cardinal sportscaster for KLGR Radio, wishing Ryan Phelps a happy 5,000 episodes of Minnesota Sports Prep Update. Nobody keeps you up to date with happenings in the state in high school athletics like Ryan Phelps does. Let's go get 5,000 more.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
You may shop local, but do you bank local? When you open a checking or savings account with Friends and Bank and Trust, you're also investing in your community. Our approach puts focus on local decision-making, employees that are engaged in their community, and providing financial resources locally. Connect with your local Friends and Bank to learn how our checking, savings, lending, or other financial services can better support you and your business. Visit friendsandbank.com to start banking local. Friends and Bank and Trust. Real people, real results. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronspheg.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Back here in St. Clair, and it is a 26-0 lead, USC over St. Clair Loyola. Some of the scores for Thursday night football this week. USC leading here 26-0. Lester Prairie leads Randolph 12-7. Norwood Young America over Merrill Lutheran 41-0. Blooming Prairie leading Winona Cotter 41-0. Waterville Elysian Morristown up on Medford 40-0. Jackson County Central in the battle of unbeatens leading Laverne 24-0 at halftime. Laverne's a really good team, but that just shows you how good Jackson County Central is, leading 24-0. Also, Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton leading New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva 14-6. Lester Prairie is up on Randolph by a score of 12-7. Let's see here. That's about it, I guess, as far as scores from our neck of the woods. Did I give you the Martin County West score?
I don't think so.
I saw that somewhere, and now I can't find it here. So anyway, I think they were down to Springfield. Yeah, there it is, 29-0. Springfield leading Martin County West here at halftime. So 26-0 here in St. Clair. And we will take another quick break here. Going to come right back to St. Clair in just a moment.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays. Happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times. Waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
Back here in St. Clair, again at 26-0. Impressive first half here for USC on offense, Bob.
Yeah,
defense too, I guess, but I mean they were 4-for-4 on their four possessions.
Yeah, they're running the ball very well and getting some good blocking up front. They're dominating the line of scrimmage both defensively and offensively, and it's been a nice performance by the Rebels, and I'm sure Coach Schmidtke is going to be very well pleased with this effort.
All right, so the Rebels, let's see, if they would have made their extra points, we'd be looking at running clock possibly here. Might take a little bit, but has to get to 35-0 for that. So we'll see what happens here as we get into the second half. Don't forget now, tomorrow night, more high school football, our regular Friday night broadcast. And we'll have the Blue Earth area game as they travel to Le Sueur Henderson. That's where we'll be for that one. And then we wrap up the regular season next Wednesday with Blue Earth area football as well. They host Sibley East in their final regular season game, and the playoffs after that, Bob, and who knows where we're going or what we're doing there. The Rebels are hoping to finish this one out tonight and win again next week. That would pretty much clinch a bye in the first round for them.
Yeah, I think that definitely would. Is it Cleveland who's the number one seed or will be the number one seed?
I'd have to look and see if that's the same section. It might be. But, yeah, I think you're right.
We saw them against Blue Earth, wasn't it? And
USC. They played USC earlier.
And he was a good quarterback, outstanding quarterback.
Yeah. So Cleveland did beat USC during the regular season pretty handily, too, I guess, back earlier in the year. So here it is, 26-0 USC leads. We're going to come back. Second half kickoff on the way from St. Clair in a moment.
Want to bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Where's that on Laverne? New Richlands. Yeah, they're behind 14-6. We're back here at St. Clair. Yeah, JWP's up 14-6 in that game. They were just asking us about JWP and the New Richland game. So here it is, 26-0, as we're getting ready for the second half kickoff. And Rebels don't need to change anything, do they, Bob?
No, they don't. Just keep pounding away and keep dominating that line of scrimmage, and they'll be fine.
And they will kick off to start the second half, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. And Caleb Whiteside ready to kick it off here for USC as we start the second half. Nice line drive kick to about the 15-yard line or so. Return straight up the middle to about the 25 or 35-yard line. And that was Ward on the return again.
Mattoon down on the stop for the Rebels.
So it's marked at the 36, and that's where St. Clair Loyola will start this drive. First and 10 on their 36-yard line. Not on the board here yet. Rebels pitching another shutout after an 18-0 win over JWP last week. And the handoff goes to Huntley Lentz, and he manages a few yards.
Mattoon and Crawford on the stop for United South Central.
And that one to the 38-yard line. Gain of a couple. Second down and 8 now for St. Clair Loyola there. Second down, 8 yards to go. Grams will put Ward in motion. He was split wide to the left. Looking that way as he goes back to pass. Throws it towards Ward's direction, and it laid it on his hands, but I think it was tipped away by Bullerman there.
Yes, nice play. Defensive play. Slapped the ball away and incomplete.
And so that is going to bring up a third down.
And 7, looks like.
And yeah, about 7 or 8 yards to go. We shall see if the Rebels can stuff them here and get the ball back right away in this second half here. They will split them out. 2 to the right and 1 to the left here for the Spartans. Rolling right and throwing that way and caught. That is a first down. Nicely done there as the pass complete to number...
Ward, I think.
Was it Ward? Okay. So Austin Ward makes the catch, goes out of bounds at the 47, and that is a St. Clair Loyola first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169. In Winnebago, Graham still in the shotgun, and he will go on the ground this time. A run off of right tackle, but stuffed near the line of scrimmage is Beatty, Chase Beatty on the carry.
Kassim on the stop with help from Grunsky, I believe.
Got about a yard there. Second down and 9 for the Spartans now. At their 48-yard line. So they'll split them out again. And back to throw. Throwing right side. It's caught by number 8, Will Youngerberg, over on the far side. And that is
first down.
And another first down. How about that?
Gonzalez on the coverage for USC.
Spartans finding a little success in the passing game here now as they have it down to the USC 42-yard line, first and 10. I formation this time. And they have a different quarterback in there. Or no, they don't. Number 5, that's right, Preston Grams. And he went on the straightaway handoff there to Huntley Lentz. And he picks up a couple.
Gonzalez on the stop for USC.
Gain of 2 to the 40. Second down and 8 for the Spartans there. We're in the third quarter. It's 26-0. USC with the lead. But St. Clair Loyola on the move here on their opening drive here in the second half. back to throw. Rolling left and under pressure, throws up a wobbler, and it's caught out of bounds, incomplete. Ward was out of bounds when he caught that, but
good pressure by Mutchler.
Yeah, Grams was hit.
And Grunsky.
They hit him right when he threw that, and it kind of caused a wobbly pass there. So incomplete, third down and eight now at the Rebel 40.
Ian McQueen is in the ball game for the Rebels at a defensive tackle.
And so Ward over to say something to Grams here. Grams back to throw. Looking, fires over the middles, got his man. It's caught by Ward. And that'll be a first down inside the 20-yard line.
Bonsack on the tackle, but the Spartans have found something here, and they're attacking the Rebels here.
Graham's a nice throw right on the money there. He wasn't covered that bad, Bob, but that pass was right on the mark. No huddle here. First and 10 now at the Rebel 17. Graham's will keep it going right side. And that is for maybe 3 or 4 yards on the carry.
Kasem's on the stop for the Rebels.
Down to the 12 or 13 yard line. It's a second down and six for the Spartans there. Well, this is their best drive by far here tonight.
Yeah, they're looking good. They've got enough pass, and then they mix that run in a little bit, and they've been having a lot of success this drive.
Second down and six to go from the Rebel 12-yard line. Grams in the shotgun wants to throw again. Rolling left, now he'll take off and run with it, and he'll maybe get a yard or so. He got back to the line of scrimmage at least. And that'll bring up a third down for the Spartans.
Mattoon on the stop.
No gain. Third and six. We are in the third quarter here in St. Clair.
Now they're bringing Grams out to the... No, that's not Grams, is it?
No, that's number six.
Six, yep. Okay.
Graham's still in the shotgun with two backs, one on each side of him here. Working out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Looks right side. It's got a man. It's caught, and it's a touchdown. And the Spartans are on the board.
And Bullerman had very good coverage on that. He threaded the needle.
That might have been Will Youngerberg. We'll see. Is it number eight that's
I believe
coming
so.
Back this way toward us? Yeah.
Yes.
So that is a 12-yard touchdown pass from Preston Grams to Will Youngerberg. And the touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. PAT by Max Wilson coming up here. And the kick is
good.
Good. Wilson puts it through. And with 7:10 left to go here in the third quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC leading St. Clair Loyola 26-7. We're back in a moment.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
Back here in St. Clair. Nice drive to open the second half. Where was that all the first half?
That's right. Boy, they were...
that was a...
Grams was a nice passer.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't get that going a little bit more in the first half. But whatever adjustments they made to the offensive attack there seemed to work as they put together a nice drive. 13 or 12-yard touchdown pass. Grams to Will Youngerberg has the Spartans on the board. And the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Check them out at stageonesound.com. Max Wilson, we got a flag that went out of bounds. Wilson's kickoff.
What, Rebels have it at 35, I believe.
I believe that's how that'll go. And so USC with their first possession here in the second half. So that's what the Rebels will do. They'll take it first and 10 at the 35-yard line. I guess you get a choice, and you can make them kick it over if you want to. 5 yards back, but they'll take it at the 35, and here go the Rebels on offense. Still comfortably in front, 26-7. And Bonsack. Now a big run left side. Bonsack bounces outside, gets the corner again, and he's out near the 50-yard line.
Flag on the play, holding on the Rebels.
That's why he had such a nice hole over there, eh?
I guess so.
Ran on Maddox, Niebuhr, and Jacob Gunzenhauser's side of the line. Well, I thought Brad Hoos made a good point at halftime. The Rebels have not had success doing those quick hitters up the middle tonight.
No, they... Well, Loeffler, I was impressed with him as that middle linebacker. He's,
yeah.
He's just a good football player.
And so they've had to do those plays, and they've done them very successfully where they open the hole on the out on the edge. The running back kind of has a, if the hole is there, they'll keep it near the hash, but they've bounced a few out around the edge too, and it's worked pretty well on the run game for USC here tonight, which is a little unusual. We're used to seeing them pound it straight ahead, and here we go around the left edge again this time.
I think that was Getchell, wasn't it?
Yeah, Getchell on the carry. And he gets to the near the 35-yard line. Right on the 35 is where they spot it. Almost got back to the original line of scrimmage, about second and 11 now. But we haven't seen USC, you know, run to the edges as much as they have tonight.
No. Well, they found something there, and they're blocking it very well.
Second down, about 10, I guess, is just about back to the original line of scrimmage. And they'll give it right side. Getchell, I think it is, on the carry. And he picks up maybe three yards or so.
Beatty on the stop for the Spartans.
So third and 7 for USC now at the 38-yard line. We are in the third quarter. Opening kickoff of the second half was taken down the field for a touchdown on the first scoring drive for the Spartans tonight. They finally get on the board. USC trying to answer, but they have a 3rd and 7 here. And they'll try the bootleg run around the left side, kept by quarterback Colt Bullerman, but that doesn't work. Barton stuffed that one. No gain. Might have been a loss on the play. Fourth down. Punting situation for USC. No gain. Ball spotted at the 38. 4th and 7 Rebels. So we expect Bullerman to kick this one away. Austin Ward will drop deep.
Rebels taking as much time as they can between each play.
Well, they're not showing punt here, are they?
No.
Wow. 4th and 7? Yeah, they're trying to draw him offside. I can see Bullerman barking, trying to do the cadence thing here. But the Spartans are having none of that. And now a 5-yard penalty for delay of game coming up for the Rebels. Yeah, they tried to bark him off sides, but it didn't work. And so it will be Fourth and 12 instead of fourth and 7. Bullerman will punt it away, and now Ward goes deep, standing at his own 35 to receive the punt. Low line drive kick. And
nice bounce.
Did he touch it? It went over. Yeah, I think he did because he went back to pick it up. Ward has it. Oh, now he escapes a couple tacklers, but then finally brought down at the 15. So that worked out well for USC.
Bonzak on the stop.
That ball kind of hopped over Ward, and I think he might have touched it. So he knew he had to go back there and get it. And so the ball at the 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Spartans there. Or wait a minute. Yeah, I think that's the 15. Yeah, it is. First and 10, St. Clair Loyola. The breeze has come up a little bit here in the latter part, halfway through the game or so here. We're starting to feel a little bit more of a breeze. And the Spartans would be kind of going against it right now here in the third quarter. Pitch this time to the running back Huntley Lentz, trying to get on the right edge. He is strung out and picks up a short gain. Maybe 3 yards on the carry, make it 3 or 4. Second down coming up.
Grams does a nice job here. He's getting over and getting the play and getting back to the huddle, and kind of a little hurry up here.
Second down, about 7 yards to go now. They'll send three to the left. Huntley Lentz comes out in a slot spot now, just a single setback. Back to throw, Grams. Looks over the middle. He had his man, but incomplete off the hands of Riley Peterson.
Barnett on the coverage for United South Central. Third and 6 for the Spartans.
And third down coming up here. We'll see if the Spartans can convert. They have been passing well here in the second half. Grams has been on the money to his receivers. That was a pretty good throw there, too, to Peterson. Catchable ball. But he couldn't quite get control of it. Here we go. Third down and 7 now for the Spartans. And somebody flinched. That's a false start on St. Clair Loyola.
That would be number 6.
Riley Peterson. So third and about 12 now. Third down and 12. We're in the third quarter. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter here in St. Clair. Rams in the shotgun, back to throw. Fires near side, off the hands. Down and out, and not a bad throw intended for Ward, who couldn't quite hang on to it. So fourth down now in a punting situation.
Good coverage, Gonzalez and Barnett for the Rebels.
So that'll bring up a fourth down. The punter is either Brody McClinton. I think he's been doing all of the punting here tonight.
And Bonzak is deep.
And it is McClinton in there. He's going to kick deep here down inside his 5-yard line. Line drive kick. And it lands at the Spartan 40, rolls to about the 44. And the Rebels will have really good field position here.
Down by Lens up for the Spartans.
And down to 2:46 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball spotted at the Spartan 42, first and 10 for USC there. As they remain in command, giving up the one touchdown to the Spartans here in this third quarter. But they're still comfortably out in front, 26-7 the score. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC with the lead going for win number 4 on the season. And the handoff this time goes to Bonsack. Tried to go left, cuts back to the middle. Won't find much there either as he's pushed backwards. And little or no gain on that run.
Carter Billets, first one there on, for the Spartans on the tackle.
No gain. Second and 10 at the 42. Second down, 10 yards to go for USC. Their offense has kind of slowed down a little bit here in this second half. Hand off goes to Bonsack again, and he's pushed back again. Didn't get much on that. That was actually Gavin Bird, it looks like, on the carry that time. No gain again. Third down and 10 from the 42. Well, that ain't working. See, that's that up the middle stuff. They just can't get anything going up there.
No, Leffler, he's a strong kid in the middle there for a sophomore, 5'10", 190-pound linebacker, and he's made some nice plays tonight.
Third and 10 Rebels, Spartan 42. Fake handoff pass over the middle and off the mark. Caleb Whiteside was open, but that throw was kind of way off the mark there by Colt Bullerman. And fourth down. So let's see what TJ wants to do here on fourth and 10.
I think he's going to try to pin him deep.
Ward would drop deep if Bullerman is indeed going to punt here, which it kind of looks like he's setting up to do. And so Ward is going to drop back for St. Clair Loyola. Here's the kick. And it's going to roll to the corner.
What a punt.
That is down at the one by, who was it, 10?
Crawford.
Avery Crawford.
The 1 yard line.
Wow.
Nice punt.
That's perfect. Nice job there by Colt Bullerman on the punt. And 99 yards to pay dirt now for the Spartans. Down there in dangerous territory when it's on the your own 1 yard line. We're down to 107, I think it is, left here in this third quarter. So let's see where they actually. Yeah, it is on the 1 yard line. And Graham's under center. They're going to try to run it to get some room here first, but that didn't work. Handoff goes to Huntley Lentz, and he didn't get much.
Getchell was right there from his linebacking position.
They lost a. How can you.
They didn't lose a yard, I don't think, did they?
Well.
Maybe.
I don't think the ball started on the one. The scoreboard said that, but I think they were out more on the two. See, if you look where the down marker is, it's still on the two now, so it was on the three to start. So they started first and 10 on the three, lost a yard there, so now second and 11 at the 2 yard line. And they're going to throw it down the far sideline, jump for it, and incomplete.
And DeJesus
on the coverage. They both went up for it.
Knocked it away. Nice defensive play by Angel DeJesus.
And the intended receiver was Younger Bird, maybe? Can't pick up his number over there on the far side, but that was really good coverage by DeJesus.
He is a shutdown corner. He shut the last week's guy down, and he's doing it again tonight.
Yeah, the week before, you're talking about that.
Landon.
The kid from JWP had like a whole bunch of catches in the previous game.
Yeah, four touchdowns.
Yeah, and he didn't have a catch at all last week. Back to throw, deep over the middle and way over everybody's head in the direction of Ward, but Bonsack and Avery Crawford had a better chance at that one. Fourth and 11 now. Now they're going to have to punt from their own 2-yard line.
Rebels will get excellent field position here unless they get a long bounce or whatever. They're moving Bonsack back to about the 35-yard line.
11.3 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. So now the punter, Brody McClinton, will kick out of his own end zone. Hits a line drive punt, did pretty good. It's going to roll dead at the 36. And so the Rebels do have great field position. 36-yard line of St. Clair Loyola with just 2 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. So it is one play here probably left in this quarter. Rebels first and 10 on the St. Clair Loyola 36. It's been a good year for not having to get cold, hasn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
So far, anyway, here's a handoff straight ahead. That'll be the last play here of the third quarter, and it's a good gain down to about the 30-yard line of St. Clair Loyola. 6-yard run under the pile. Gavin Bird on the carry, and that'll end the third quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. USC leading St. Clair Loyola 26-7. We're back after this 1 minute timeout.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here in St. Clair, and we head to the fourth quarter. USC out in front 26-7. And the Rebels have a second and about 6 yards to go from the Spartan 30-yard line. Or no, second and 4 yards to go from the Spartan 30. Rebels just about wanting to maybe put a little icing on the cake here.
Got to get the clock operator getting to 12 minutes here.
Yeah.
They're waiting on him.
There they did it. 12 minutes to go as we head to quarter four. And the Rebels on a pitch. Left side, Bonsack gets the corner, turns it upfield, and he's got the first down and more as he gets inside the 15-yard line. Nice run by Bonsack, and the Rebels continue to find all of their running success tonight on the edges here.
Brevin Hansen on the stop for the Spartans.
We've only had one turnover tonight. That was the fumble by St. Clair Loyola. We haven't had any sacks tonight. Even though St. Clair Loyola is throwing the ball quite a bit here, but the Rebels haven't quite gotten to him to sack him. Here's a handoff to Getchell off the right side. First on a first and 10 at right around the 15. Getchell picks up about 3. Second down and 7. Ball now on the 10-yard line.
Danny Nicolai down at the bottom of the pile there for the Spartans.
Second and 7, USC. They're on the move for another score possibly here as we're just early in the fourth quarter. And the handoff goes left side to Bonsack. Tried to get through on the... interior of the line a little bit, but then he had to bounce it outside, and he still didn't get much on that one.
Good stiff arm to get a couple yards.
No gain. He didn't get anything on that.
Second and seven, it says. Got three, I think.
Well, that was already first. It's going to be... No, wait a minute now. What happened here? They had a penalty on St. Clair Loyola anyway, right?
Yep. So now it's second and three.
Okay.
Gonzalez back penalty. Into the ball game.
What was the call? Did you see that?
I didn't see what they said.
So second down and two or three now down near the five-yard line. Ketchel's going to get the call this time. Off right tackle, and he is close to the end zone. Not quite, though, I don't think.
No. First down, though.
Yeah, it'll be a first down, but didn't get in the end zone. First and goal at right around the two-yard line, it looks like. Or is it the one, maybe? Right in that neighborhood, anyway. About the one. So we'll see if the Rebels can punch it in here as we're into the fourth quarter. 9:53 left to go in the game. 26-7. Rebels have the lead. First and goal at the one. Hand off to Gonzalez, and he is in for the touchdown. And the Rebels score again. I'm pretty sure, anyway, that was that Isaiah Gonzalez, 25?
Yep, 25.
So a one-yard plunge there for Gonzalez. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. Rebels will go for two again here. What Brad Hoos at halftime said, we're 1-for-7 on two-point conversions the last two games here. So they move the ball, but then all of a sudden, for some reason, they have a heck of a time trying to convert on the PATs here. So we'll see what they do here. They're trying to run it, it looks like, as they're packed in. Ketchel, nope, they faked it to Ketchel. The throw is incomplete. And the two-point conversion fails yet again. And so with 9:42 left to go in the third quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, United South Central leading St. Clair Loyola 32-7. We're back in a moment.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Kickoff by Caleb Whiteside. Received at the 15-yard line. Quickly up on the left hash to near the 40-yard line. Is Austin. There's, nope, that's Hate Huntley Lentz on the return.
Mattoon on the stop for the Rebels.
So St. Clair Loyola taking over after the Rebels get a touchdown run from Ketchel. And they lead it now by a score of 32-7. 9:35 left to go in the game. First and 10 at the 40 for the Spartans. They will send Beatty in motion. Handoff goes straight ahead. Nice run there.
Gonzalez.
And it's a first down across the 50 into Rebel territory by Lentz.
Gonzalez, nice tackle.
But an 11-yard run. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. So first and 10, St. Clair Loyola at the Rebel 49. It was a nice kind of delayed handoff there for a good gain by the Spartans. Back to throw now. And he fires near side, caught by Ward, and he goes out of bounds near the 38. Another first down.
Crawford on the tackle for USC.
Spartans having some good success on those little down and out routes on the sideline. And that time, Austin Ward gets open, makes the catch. First and 10 at the Rebel 39 now. A 10-yard gain there. So they have number 4 in there now. That's Cade Emery at a wideout on the right side. And they'll throw it in the flat left side, intended for Ward, incomplete. No chance there. Ward was covered closely by DeJesus.
Hurry up from the Spartans.
Yeah, no huddle here. They come right to the line. Three receivers left. The single receiver, Emery, to the right. And they tried to pitch it. It's a fumble. Ball's on the ground. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll stay St. Clair Loyola ball, but a big loss on the play.
Mattoon there on the tackle. Or the tried recovery, I guess, was, and knocked it out of bounds.
And the loss is all the way back to the 47-yard line. Big loss there. Like a sack, anyway, brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors of Blue Earth. And flags flying before the snap. False start on the Spartans here. So another 5 yards back we go. This is turning into third and a mile here.
Yes. Penalty fest here.
Yeah. Back to their own 48. It will be third and 22. They need to get to the Rebel 30 for a first down. Third down, 22 yards to go. And in motion goes Lentz from the right slot. Back to throw, Grams over the middle. A little bit of a screen set up, caught by Beatty. Beatty finally caught up from behind, but a nice gain to the Rebel 36 or 7 yard line. Still short of the first down, though.
DeJesus on the stop for the Rebels.
Ball to the Rebel 37. And it'll be fourth and about 8 yards to go there.
Mutchler back into the ball game at a defensive end.
Fourth and 8. Spartans going for it in Rebel territory here at the 37. And Graham's back to throw over the middle, and it falls incomplete. There were red shirts in the area, but he landed it right into a dead spot there. And that one incomplete. And it's turned over on downs. USC will get it back and have it first and 10 on their own 37-yard line. And we are down to 7:55 left to go in the game. And on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, USC comfortably in front here over St. Clair Loyola, 32-7 the score. Let's see what we can find for any other interesting scores here. Here's Getchell on a carry on first and 10. goes right side, picks up two or three on the play. Some finals coming in. Norwood Young America over Mayor Lutheran 50-0. Minneota beat Lacquaparle Valley 81-0 tonight.
Ooh. They had their offense running.
That is a whooping there. Murray County Central beat Russell Tyler Ruthven 48-0. That's a final. Springfield over Martin County West 35-0. That one is a final as well. And way up north, Bob, Aiken beat International Falls tonight 27-20.
I wonder if there was snow there.
And off, ooh, and through the hole quickly goes Getchell, but he's tripped up, or that might have went. Oh, or that no, that was Isaiah Gonzalez again, yep. Wasn't it?
He's had a nice game tonight.
Yeah, yep. He's getting some carries here tonight and doing well. His knee went down a yard short of the first down, so it's 3rd and 1. What's International Falls' nickname, do you know?
Eskimos.
Are they? No, they're not.
Icicles? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think any of our teams down here have ever played International Falls in anything. It would have to be at a state tournament, obviously. But. And so the Rebels plow forward on a straight-ahead handoff on 3rd and 1, and they get the first down. So that will keep the clock moving. 1st and 10 Rebels as they cross, well, it's, yeah, just over the 50 at about the 49 of St. Clair Loyola. Now I'm curious. I have to look that up. Any other finals? Let's see. Can't say. Oh, Jackson County Central over Laverne 38-0. They must have called off the dogs in the second half, huh?
Yes, they must have.
38-0. JCC wins over Laverne, and that was two undefeated teams there. And off right side, trying to get around the right edge and getting there for a couple yards was
Getchell, I believe.
Okay. And so now we have a whistle.
And a timeout. Who?
Oh, there's a penalty. Face mask on the defense on St. Clair Loyola. Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton, a final now over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 21-14.
That was a good ball game.
Yeah. So the penalty brings it to the Spartan 41 now.
Fairmont, Waseca play tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I believe, yeah.
That should be a good game.
Is it? No, Fairmont plays Worthington tomorrow.
Okay.
Right?
Must be the last game then.
It must be. Yep. All right, here we go. Pitch left side. And Bonsack breaks tackles. Now he's loose, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown.
Nice run.
That was some good running by Bonsack there. He broke how many tackles, Bob?
About 4 of them. And.
And so,
scooted away.
That was from 49 yards, right?
Yes. Nice run.
Bonsack for the touchdown. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. And now the dreaded two-point conversion try again for USC. They are 1 of 8 on their last 8 touchdowns on two-point conversions. And here we go again. And they hand it off straight ahead, and they
Nobody.
Didn't get it again. That's 1 for 9 now. That's, you would just say, think the law of averages could do better than that even, but no two-point conversion again. So, 5:13 to go in the game, 38-7. USC leads it on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. Back here in St. Clair, Caleb Whiteside ready to kick it off again. And fielded at around the 15-yard line, running straight up the middle is Lentz again. Gets to the 35 and is tackled there.
Mattoon down on the stop for the Rebels.
So it'll be first and 10 Spartans at their own 35-yard line. It's an 84-84 tie, Minnesota and New York in the WNBA Final Game 1, headed to overtime.
Well, they're pretty evenly matched.
Yeah. That's exciting. That game's out in New York tonight. Now St. Clair Loyola has taken a timeout. We'll do the same. 5:05 to go, 38-7. USC out in front on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a minute.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Back here at St. Clair, and we've got everybody new on the field here now. Number 11, Sam Freitag, is the new quarterback for St. Clair Loyola, and he'll run it himself across the 40 to around the 42 or 3-yard line. They try to get him down, but we got a whole new defense in there for USC, too, don't we, Bob?
Paul Romano, number 26 on the tackle. We've got number 88, Isaiah Slater, number 50, Kevin Schultz, 39, Noah Gonzalez. We've got all kinds of them.
Brady Stern, 67, I think I see in there.
Brennan Olson, number 9. Seth Kaiser, number 32.
Tanner Ertman's in there at a D-back. So you said Seth Kaiser, yep. Second and a yard for St. Clair Loyola. Oh, they're going to throw it. Freitag throws left side and almost intercepted.
By Kaiser.
Yeah. He had a good look at it. Incomplete pass, third and one. Down to 4:06 left to go in the game. Freitag over for the play. Sam's a 6'2 sophomore.
Cade Wiggern in at a defensive end for the Rebels.
I formation behind Freitag. And he's going to give it on the fullback dive. The up back carries it straight ahead.
And Brennan Olson on the stop for the Rebels.
Brody McClinton was the ball carrier that time for the Spartans. He gets the first down. First and 10 Spartans at their own 49.
Number 36 in the ball game, or is that 36 or 39? 39, I guess it is. Noah Gonzalez.
Freitag in the shotgun. Hands it off. Nope, he faked the handoff, keeps it himself. Now he pitches on the option left and carried across the 50 for about a 3-yard gain.
Sean Peterson on the stop for the Rebels, number 34.
I think that was Charles Rother, a running back, freshman running back for the Spartans. Picked up about 3 on the play. Second and 7 now for St. Clair Loyola.
Brody Steinauer, number 28, is in the ball game for United South Central.
Ball on the 48, second and 7 on the Rebel 48. Freitag's going to throw this time. Drops back, looks deep over the middle, and it's incomplete. Intended for number 23, that is Jackson Cumberland.
And Kaiser on the coverage for the Rebels.
Incomplete pass, third and 7 now. And the clock stops with 2:45 left to go in the game. We're supposed to be able to see the northern lights tonight, Bob. Do you think we'll see that?
We're facing
the wrong way when we drive home.
Well, we'll have to look in the rearview mirror then.
You want to ride on the back hood there and just take some pictures? Pitch right side. And the carry this time by Charles Rother. Goes out of bounds near side.
Steinauer knocks him out of bounds for the Rebels.
Ball to the Rebel 46-yard line. Fourth down. Fourth down for the Spartans. So, see what they've got here. They have Jonathan Pearson there at a wide receiver, split wide to the right. And they'll keep it on the ground. They try a pitch. Ball's on the ground, and it's recovered. They pitched it to Charles Rother. Never got to him, but he did fall on it.
Rebels will take over.
And a big loss there. Rebels take over on downs. They'll have it first and 10 at the Spartan 47-yard line, down to 2:29 left to go in the game. And the Rebels going to win this one. They're up 38-7 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And they'll have one game to go. They play New Richland next week, right? Is that who it is?
That doesn't sound right. Okay. But maybe it is.
Maybe not. I'll look it up here. I can't remember myself. I should know that one, but I can't recall right off the top. We've got the Blue Earth Area Sibley East game next Wednesday, so we won't have USC next week, but we'll have them in the playoffs. And there's a run right side. And was that 32? Kaiser on the carry?
Yes.
Nice gain down inside the Spartan 40-yard line.
Second and 1.
So, second down, yes, and about a yard to go.
New quarterback in.
A whole host of new Rebel players. It's at number 28, actually, at quarterback for the Rebels, Brody Steinauer.
And number 9, Brennan Olson on the carry for the first down.
Yep, got her inside the 35-yard line for a Rebel first down.
Got number 64 in the ball game for the Rebels, Thomas Hansen at an offensive tackle. 54, Javen Carlock. 44, Jake Barnick. 28 is the quarterback, Paul Romero. No, Brody Steinhauer. I'm sorry, Brody Steinhauer.
It is New Richland that they play at home on Wednesday to wrap up the regular season. Had to double-check that one for you. First and 10 Rebels.